Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1994, Robert Wilkerson.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automobile repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.5 acres, more or less. Land lying north of Route 88, Cave Neck Road, 340 feet east of Road 261, Sweetbriar Road, with a 911 address unavailable. The tax map ID is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 18.09. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey of the property. It shows the boundaries of the property and the garage that already exist on the property. Also, for the benefit of the commission, I pass down letters in opposition received to date, which I'll get into in a second. This application was received where the applicant had provided us the survey I referenced depicting the garage as it exists on the property. We received a couple agency comments. First one would be from the Department of Transportation. It was received on February 6th of 2014 in the form of a support facilities report referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service C of Cave Neck Road, Route 88, will not change as a result of this application proposing to utilize the property for an auto repair. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They were received yesterday, August 20th of 2014, in the form of a memorandum referencing that the property is not located in a county-operated or maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the property is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. For the benefit of the record, the staff did receive up to today 6 letters and or emails in opposition to the application. And for the benefit of time, I've provided each of the commission members with copies of those letters and emails. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up, please, if you would. And if you would state your name for the record, please.
My name is Robert Wilkerson.
Okay, Mr. Wilkerson, you heard what the our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add at this time?
Yes, sir. I intend to run an auto repair shop, and it would be very, very low customers, because, you know, I'm mostly by hearsay. I don't advertise, don't intend to advertise. For me, it's mostly a hobby. I take care of all of my friends' cars and people that know me very well.
All right, then. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Wilkerson, do you charge any of your friends or families for repairing their vehicles?
I leave that up to them. I mostly just ask them, you know, just to donate something.
So this, are you saying to me then that you're a nonprofit business?
I guess you could say that.
Okay. And what do you normally do for a living if you're doing this as charitable work for your friends and family?
I'm retired out of the Air Force.
Retired Air Force? Thank you for your service.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
And how long have you been operating out of this property?
I was there total, I guess, about 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years?
Maybe longer.
And have you been cited by the County Planning and Zoning for operating a business?
No, sir. They came out and told me that I had to get some type of zoning for the property, but as far as breaking any rules, you know, for like a not the property disposing of oil or littering around the property and things of that nature, no.
And what's your arrangement for disposing of used oil
I have a company, I don't have their name with me, but they're from out of Wilmington, and once I accumulate 250 gallons or more, they come out and pick it up.
Okay. And how about parts or trash?
Trash is picked up, and all recyclable metal and things of that sort, I take to the salvage yards to get rid of it.
Okay. And do you have any vehicles stored on the property now that are inoperable?
Yes, I have one vehicle that is inoperative that I just received a motor for it, and I'm getting ready to put the engine back in it.
Okay, so it's in a state of repair?
Yes. Every vehicle that's on the property is in a state of being repaired.
And how many vehicles would you like to be able to have on your property at any one time?
No more than 10.
No more than 10. And how many would you say you had there yesterday?
Probably right around 10.
Okay. Are you aware of any other businesses that are on or near where yours is on Cave Neck Road?
No.
Because I would agree with you, because when I visit the area, other than from Route 1, the business there on the corner, there's nothing between there and the town of Milton that I was aware of.
Yes, I don't know of any other businesses in that area.
Okay. So is it fair to describe it as a predominantly agricultural and residential area?
Yes, sir.
And because I noticed that there's a number of developments that are in different states of being built or sitting vacant,
yeah,
in the area. Being that this is a hobby, what kind of hours do you put in as a hobby?
It varies. Sometimes I go out at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, leave 5 o'clock in the evening. I never leave any later than 5.
Okay.
But some days I'm there 8 hours, some days I'm there 2 or 3 hours.
And for yourself or for customers, friends, family that come, do you have any sanitary facilities?
No, sir, because when they come, they drop the vehicles off and leave. You know, no one sticks around.
So if you're there from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 at night, you don't have to use the...
The neighbors that where I'm at, they allow, and they're right around the surrounding property, they allow me to go to their homes and use the bathroom.
So the nearby neighbor allows you to use theirs?
Yeah.
Okay. Are any of the vehicles that are on the property there for sale?
No, sir.
And what days do you usually take care of your neighbors and friends and family?
Monday through Saturday. You know, they call me and just got set up an appointment with me.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any more questions at this point.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Wilkerson. I have a question for you. Do you have any contracts with any towing companies? Do you receive any vehicles coming in through contract that you might have?
No, sir.
No.
No.
So if any vehicles are towed there, it's because
the customers called them.
Customers. So there's no situation with you with a repo company to store vehicles or
no, sir.
Anything like that?
All right. No, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, Mr. Ross.
Since there's no other repair shops in the area, would you say that the service you provide for your friends and neighbors is something that's needed in that area?
Yes, sir. And I say that because, you know, today's times are hard. Not everybody can afford the labor rates in which a lot of shops are charging. You know, and they need their vehicles in order to be able to get back and forth to work.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Yes. Maybe another question or two, Mr. Chairman. Thank
okay.
you. Mr. Wilkerson, since you're doing this predominantly for your friends and family, do you own the property?
My father does.
Your father does. So your father's letting you use it for free?
Yes, sir. It's 30 acres there, including an acre and a half where the shop is at, and that's 29 acres or 28 and a half acres of woods.
And where is that property in relationship to your...
Right next to it. Yeah, the wooded area adjoining that property.
OK. Okay.
It's in between, the wooded area is in between that and the development that's being developed.
And?
Would that be the Holland family property?
Yes.
Okay.
And Holland Moore, who might that be?
My father.
Holland Moore is your father?
Yes.
Okay. So he's the one that had the building built?
Yes.
And was that originally built for the farm?
No, sir. It was originally built for storage, and for me working on our vehicles.
Okay. So do you have to pay your father rent?
No, sir.
So he likes to support you in your hobby?
Yes, sir. I just pay the electric bill.
Any plans to pave the entrance or pave the driveway?
We're thinking about either paving in the driveway or putting some type of shells or stones down.
Does it look like it was predominantly grass when I went by?
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson, if this use is approved, it would be required that the applicant go before the Department of Transportation and get an entrance approval to operate the business.
Right.
So they may require them to pave it, or they may allow it to be stone. Up to
Delta for that, right. Yes. And could you tell me again how long you've been doing this?
Pardon me?
How long have you been working on cars there?
Probably 5 or 6 years.
5 to 6 years. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counselor?
Just one question. Do you live on the site?
No, sir.
Okay, all right. What are the only buildings that are on the site are the garage?
Correct, sir.
Okay, all right. Thanks, that's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Wilkerson, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody that has an interest in your application.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1994, Robert Wilkerson? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
You would state your name, and then you may have the floor.
Hi, my name is Artie Bolden. I live on Sweetbriar Road, so his building is right behind my house.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Robert has been there for a long time. We never had any trouble out of Mr. Robert. When he works on cars, he makes sure he moves the cars. There's never been cars that sat there over a period of time. I've never heard of him dumping anything or have any problems with him. When people come, like you said, they drop the car off. There's no noise. People don't hang around or anything.
And you live on the property right behind it?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, I'm Leland Harmon, Jr., and I live on Cave Neck Road, right down from the shop up on the hill there. And he always kept the place so neat and clean. He worked on my lawnmower and stuff. He worked on my pickup, too. And he keeps it neat around there, neat as I keep my place. He always keeps the grass cut, and you never see no trash or nothing through. And he's just a good neighbor, and he helps a lot of people. But like he's saying, that couldn't afford these shops. You know, he works on his stuff pretty reasonable. Or he always has me and my friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just thankful to have him there to, you know, do things for me. I can run my lawnmower right across the road there to it. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you.
You got any questions for me?
Nope, we're good.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, then. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1994? Okay, over here, all the way in the back, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm Nikki Tregg. I live in Vincent Overlook, which is right across the street from his shop. A couple things I want to clear up. One is I run on Cave Neck Road all the time. There's at least 20 sometimes cars on that property that stay there in that time frame. There are people coming in and out of there. The door goes up, it goes down. At one point, there was a dog there that was barking, and it was hooked to a chain there. We bought in Vincent Overlook with the assumption that we were a residential agricultural area. We paid quite a bit of money for our homes, and we don't want an automotive shop there because, honestly, he has been working there, and I know that the grass is cut, but the other day that he had watermelons out in front, and he has a corral thing, and it's unsightly. It's very nice that he has supporters, but honestly, it's an eyesore. I don't know where he's going to the bathroom. I don't know where he's eating, and I don't know what he's doing with the cars and the things inside there, and it's not my business. My business is to be able to have a home to come to, and I don't have to look at that eyesore. I don't have to hear power tools. I don't have to see cars that are sitting back there for a good length of time. It's just not what we came in for. And I'd appreciate it if you do decline this application. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am, right here in the front.
Hi, my name is Maureen Gasparic, and I also live in Vincent Overlook. And I will just say ditto to what Nikki Trigg said. I feel exactly the same way.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, just lead in the front, and then you'll be next in the back, okay?
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Plenty of time for everybody.
Plenty of time for everybody.
Sure.
Hi, I'm Norma Jean Buddha, and he butts up to the back of our property.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, he hasn't been working there for 5 years. He did about 3 years ago, and they shut him down, and then nothing was there for 2 years, and then it resurfaced this spring. And I sent pictures with my letter. There can be 18 cars there. And the reason we did color is to show you all the colors that are there. Flatbed truck has come in pulling in cars on it. I understand he says he wants to help people, and that's all good and fine. He might be able to do that where he lives. This is major. And then also what really bothers me also is there's tires on one side of the building that are stacked there. Also the fact of it's all residential. The map, the whole area you're familiar with is all residential. And then about, 3 years ago, they tried to put in a convenience store across the street from him, and that was denied because of where we are. And I can't say that he's caused arguments or anything like that. That hasn't happened. But there is a barrage of people coming and going. And plus, he's running a business that was never, you know, you've got businessmen that have to get all kinds of permits and whatever else they get. He has done nothing. It was a storage area. I know when his father built it. We've been there for 14 years. He's done nothing. He's not paid anything. And you have businessmen who have to do all of this and pay all these fees. Why should he not and hasn't been since May?
Well, I think he probably has, or he wouldn't be here today. He's applied for a conditional use and paid the filing fee for that. So,
but in last May, did he?
I don't know when he applied for this one, but just to clarify, to say he hasn't done anything,
no,
that's incorrect.
No, maybe because now because he's now applying for a variance and wants to do it. But in May, it just started.
May of this year?
Yes.
Well, that probably makes by the time that you file an application and it works its way through the advertisement and public notice and introducing the ordinance and coming before planning and zoning, that's probably about right. I don't know, Mr. Lang can probably say when the application was filed.
But he's been running this business. Doesn't he have to get approval before he does?
What was that, Mr. Lang?
The official application, after he got all his agency comments, like from Del Dot, was May 2nd.
Okay.
So does, but he can run a business without all of this being approved?
Well, that's why we're here tonight, to see if he can run a business without everybody being, without.
But I mean, he has been.
Yeah. And that's been a policy of the county at times, is that if you're in the application, if you're violated, that you can continue, knowing full well, though, that if it's denied, you have to stop.
Okay. Well, you have all the pictures. I have another one that we just took. Just to show you, there is 18, 20 cars there. There's not 10.
What was your last name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Buddha, B-O-U-D-A-H.
Do you have a picture there that shows 18 cars?
Well, pretty much most of them. I had it with my folder that we sent, but I guess it didn't go. These are my pictures. And those are all different times. I've gone by
and stopped in the Roman Catholic. Mr. Lank, do we have copies of those photographs in the file?
No, I don't even have a copy of a letter from Mrs. Buddha.
Mr. Oden came here and dropped it off personally.
When? I've got six letters, and yours isn't one of them.
Roger, who'd you drop it off to?
I dropped it off at Planning and Zoning.
Well, can we have those letters, and just because, so we make sure it gets in the, or those photographs, so we make sure it gets in the record?
This is our letter that he dropped with the pictures.
Okay.
And Dennis Flynn, you've got his letter, I believe.
I got Dennis' letter.
Yeah. Okay.
I have actually seen it publicly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if we can hold on to the pictures, too. Okay.
Just for those that are here, I have letters from Dennis and Noreen Flynn.
Right.
We have one letter, just says the Thomases. We have one from Hildicutt, if I can read it right, Murray. One from Dar Sturgis, Mr. and Mrs. Irwin, and an M.S. Hudson. That's all I have in the file. And the commissioners all have copies.
Hang on, sir. The lady behind you was next, unless she's telling you to go ahead. Okay, come on up. You got to come up here, though. You got to come up and give your name if you're going to speak.
My name is Roger Bowden, and I live on 16419 Hudson Road, which adjoins the property that's requesting the application. I did drop off a letter 2 weeks ago, and it was date stamped with the pictures, and I personally dropped it off, and they date stamped it, so I don't understand why it's not here.
I would have to agree. I don't know why. What I have is a record I just opened when I started to report on the file. I do not have a letter.
I don't think anyone's questioning whether or not you did it. You said you did it. I'm sure you did. My concern is, what file is it in?
Exactly.
Yeah, because apparently it's not in this one, but I'm glad that you... we have the
one of the things that I'd just like to bring up that my partner should bring up is that there is no septic system there. There's no application. There's no current application for a septic system. Mm-hmm. So what are they doing? You know, I mean, there's people there all day. So obviously they need to go bathroom at some point in time. What are they doing with the hazardous waste? I see no pickup for that. There's no real entrance way off the road to get into that property. You know, if the gentleman was serious about this, he would have applied before even attempting this. And I'm surprised that the planning and zoning allows that to happen, that we're allowed to bring a business on and then, okay, you got to get business going, then go for the application process. If I wanted to build a house, can I build a house before I apply to build it? No way. So what's the difference here? I think that's a problem that you guys have to address.
Actually, it's five other guys have to address that. It's four guys and one lady have to address that.
Okay, I stand corrected.
That's fine. Just want you to know, this group
You're
doesn't
talking
make...
You're county council now.
Yes,
right?
This
I don't
group...
Want, I don't want to try and figure out which one's a lady here.
We all know it's you. Come on. Yeah.
Hazardous waste materials, so the oils and transmission oils, where is all that stuff going? He says he's taking care of it. Is he really taking care of it? He has not been a good neighbor, as he says he's been a good neighbor. If he's been a good neighbor, he would have done things right up front, and he has not done that. and I request that you deny his application for those reasons. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, now it's your turn.
Hi, I'm Megan Stevens, and I also live in Vincent Overlook, and I don't want to be repetitious and say the same things, but I did buy in a residential area. I wanted it to say a residential area. Vincent Overlook is going to have 245 homes, and the development across the street is going to have over 300, and the traffic already is starting to get a little hairy there, and that intersection right where Sweetbriar and Cave Neck and Hudson, and it all kind of comes together, that's kind of a difficult intersection sometimes to get through. So a business being right there, too, does not seem like it would be a good place.
Okay.
And I would like to deny the application.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes.
My name is Ben Cavalieri.
Okay, wait till you get up here so the microphone will pick you up.
My name is Ben Cavalieri, and I live off of Hudson Road and Cave Neck Road.
Okay.
And I agree with everything that everyone has said, reasons not to issue an application permit. And I would like to know if he has any evidence of where is he dumping his hazardous waste.
Well, the gentleman testified that he is contracted with a company from Wilmington, Delaware, and when he accumulates 250 gallons, which I suspect is 55-gallon drums, mm-hmm. more or less, then they come and pick it up. I am personally aware of companies that do that. That is a very common arrangement for people who are in the automotive business. It's pretty impossible to prove a negative, so it's to ask him to prove that he's not, to ask you to prove that he's not doing it wouldn't be fair either. But the man's testimony was that he's doing it. We have no reason to believe that he's not.
And also, I attended.
I mean, have you seen any evidence? I mean, has it been spilled out on the road or spilled out on the driveway? Have you seen oil on the ground or anything?
I never went on his property, so I wouldn't.
So you don't really know.
I don't know if there's any dumped on the ground.
Okay, all right.
But I attended a council meeting here years ago when an application was denied for that triangle piece of property across from him,
mm-hmm.
which is on Sweetbriar, Hudson, and Cave Neck Road.
Uh-huh.
They're going to put a cell phone tower there, and that was not approved by the council.
Okay.
And traffic-wise, that's a double line crossing Cave Neck Road. There's no turn-off lane to go into his business, so cross to go in the opposite direction. I mean, it's a pure residential area. Thank you, sir.
Okay, sir. You're welcome. All right. Yes, sir. All the way over here.
Good evening. My name is Larry DeLisanti, and I live at Vincent Overlook. I don't believe this is going to present any problem with traffic. However, it is an eyesore. I want to put a deck on my house. It takes me a month and a half to get an approval, and I have to go through all kinds of jump through hoops all over the place. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how this could happen. I think it's going to lead it to a can of worms with other possibilities are happening. That is a residential agricultural area. I don't think we need that type of business there or any type of business there. At all. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And who's next? Anyone? Okay, the lady and then the gentleman. Yep, ladies first.
We come as a team.
Really? So you're allowed to do that.
Debbie Karpinski, okay. Live in the Winstone development. And as I rode my bike down the street, I just saw this yellow sign. I've seen yellow signs in front of my own house. So I stopped, I looked at it, and I just said, it just doesn't fit the landscape. I drive that road on my bike all the time, very slowly. Not very slowly, pretty fast, actually. But I get to see all the cornfields and everything, and it just doesn't fit. And I just want you to know that I hope that you object to it as much as I do and support the people who came here tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, your turn.
Ken Karpinski from Winston Development. And
why doesn't that surprise me?
And you know again? I'm not going to disagree with her. No.
What was your first name again? I missed it.
I'm sorry?
First name?
Ken Karpinski.
Ken, okay, thank you.
First off, I'd like to thank Mr. Wilkerson for his service to our country. I agree with you on that. As far as the application goes, from Cave Neck into Milton, everything there is pretty much residential and agricultural zone. And I think having a commercial property there would have an adverse effect on the community.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions?
No questions, Mr. Chairman, but just for the public's information, the county runs on a complaint-based basis for non-permitted, whether it's a house being built or an addition to a house or garage. We run into this all the time. You can't prevent somebody from breaking the rules, so we're a complaint-driven government. So somebody reports that there's a building that's been built or a porch has been added and a building permit hasn't been issued, the complaint comes into the county goes out and inspects, and then this process starts. We're generally not so brutal as to make somebody tear something down after they've built it. So it's an attempt to try to bring things into compliance with county code. So this is not unusual for this circumstance to exist, where somebody builds a building for one purpose, and then a few years later decides to use it for something else, and then we end up here. So it's just not that uncommon, and you really can't prevent it from happening.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else have any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead.
So if the applicant to come back up.
Mr. Wilkerson, would you mind coming back up just for a minute? Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
During the course of a normal day, if there is such a thing as a normal day for you, approximately how many people do you have that come to your shop?
Maybe five or six.
Okay.
That's on some days.
Some days, right. Some but days you might not have anybody.
Yes, sir. I would invite any of you guys to come to my place and sit, and you would see. It's not a big business like that. And I've never had 18 cars sitting on that property at one time. I don't even have that. I'm only one person. I do everything myself. So why would I have that many cars coming at one time? First of all, people would be mad at me. The vehicle sitting around. I'm only one man. I can't even work on 18 cars in one day.
Well, you answered my next question, which was, do you have anybody else that works with you?
No, sir.
Okay.
I work by myself. And if you need it, I can provide you the name of the company that picks up my oil, the burnt motor oil.
Tell me a little bit about your building. Does it have what kind of floor does it have? Does
cement.
It have cement floor so that if there's any spillage of transmission fluid or oil, you
it's
have
contained
to
on the cement, and I keep abundance of oil absorbent fluid dry.
Good. And is your work done predominantly inside?
Yes, sir.
And what about water? Do you have water?
No, sir.
No water?
No, sir. I have a portable water, ice water cooler, and mixed hot water, and I drink my water right from it.
But I mean, if you needed water for cleaning parts, how do you clean your parts?
I have a parts cleaner.
Okay.
You buy the chemicals from your local parts store, and you pour it in it, and you clean your parts. That's what I use. And when it gets so dirty, I put it in with the waste oil, and it's picked up with. It's picked up with the waste oil.
And what? And your security system consists of light. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how about a business license?
I have a business license.
You do have a business license. Do you have a lift for your vehicles?
No, sir.
So how do you drain oil and work on brakes and stuff like that?
Jack them up and put them on floor jacks, on jack stands.
Okay. Hope you have good life insurance.
Well,
just kidding.
It's on the cement floor. You know, and I work pretty safe because, you know, I've seen someone get crushed by a car.
Yeah.
When I was young. So, you know, I work very safe, especially by me working by myself, being by myself 99% of the time. So I make sure that everything is done very safe.
Thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Wilkerson. Okay, anyone on the commission yet?
A question for Mr. Lank. Was this one, is the situation that it's a storage building or a business, there's not a house there, so it's just not a permitted use in AR1 on a single property?
The storage building is a permitted use on that property since it's over an acre.
Okay.
And it's AR zone.
But the conversion, anything beyond storage?
Other than personal storage, it would have to, and a business type activity, would have to go through the public hearing process for the conditional use.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, anyone else? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.